Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, TGIF. We are a little over, 72 hours away from hearing from Aaron Rodgers. Finally, here in this offseason, the Packers will begin phase three of their offseason program on Monday. OTAs begin. We will have our first availability sometime next week. The Packers releasing the three OTA practice days that the media is allowed into. The public will not be allowed to participate or view, use their prying eyes, minicamp, etc., coming up in June. So things will start to rumble to life here in a little bit. So I hope you're enjoying your offseason. Sans Rodgers drama for the moment. Enjoy this weekend. Because God knows, probably on Monday evening, things are going to get fun. Good morning to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Michelle, good morning from Savannah. Good morning from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Only 46 more days until kickoff. Eesh. Gosh. Joe, morning, dude. Morning, Joe. He's going to be a no-show. Oh, yeah. I don't expect Rodgers to show up on Monday. Vex, thanks for the super chat. How much would Aaron Rodgers regress were he to get his wish and get traded to the Broncos or Raiders? I don't think he'd regress. His numbers might regress, but he'd still be the same amazing player. I don't think it would be some huge shift for him. Obviously, everybody else has got to come up to his level. And I think, like I said, I don't doubt that the numbers would take a dip just because continuity is so important, especially a lot of the stuff Rodgers likes to do at the line of scrimmage. But he'd still be pretty damn good. TKM, good to see you at your post. Thanks for your super chat. Shareholders meeting live at 1265 Pappy's. I'll probably be in town for the shareholders meeting. I'll most likely be participating. So maybe we'll do some kind of event around that. That'd be fun. What's my favorite Manchester band from the UK? I don't know. That's like asking me to choose my children between my children. Probably happy Mondays, but I don't know. There's a lot. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. This morning's movie, French Connection 2. Gene Hackman is a national treasure. The Jam is Brian Wilson by the Bare Naked Ladies, Pappies. Thanks, Uncultured. Good to see you as always. Thanks for the support. Frankie says relax. Aaron Rodgers says relax. See, it's Aaron Rodgers. But yes, Frankie also says relax. Very good. What else we got? Nag seems tired. Fun Thursday night. No different than most Thursday nights. You know, it's Friday. Just chilling, telling everybody to relax. Take it easy. Trying real hard, Ringo. Trying real hard to be the shepherd. That's all. Are we rooting for Rodgers even if he is leaving? Go Pack, go. I get that. Tons of people rooted for Favre. Even in a Vikings jersey, people rooted for Favre. Packers fans, which kind of blows my mind to this day. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be pulling for him anytime he's not playing the Packers. No question about it. Will the NFL handle injury reserve the same way they did last year? Kent, we don't know yet. I suspect that's something we'll hear about in the next coming out of the next owners' meetings. They would have to obviously have some kind of agreement with the NFLPA on that. I think they will. I hope they will. But we'll see. If there's a group that's expert at making things more difficult for themselves and not taking easy wins, it's the NFL. But yes, I hope that will be the case. Deshaun Perry, thanks for the super chat. 12 playoff resume is interesting. Balled out in Super Bowl. Highest graded PFF quarterback in postseason. 5 shaky NFC championship games. How do you view him as a playoff performer? For the most part, I think he's one of the best. And I don't doubt for a moment that he would, he was in a candid moment, tell you that he probably didn't play his best in most of those NFC championship games. But I think he's really efficient. And I think the reason you win a lot of football games with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback is because he doesn't turn the ball over. And I know the frustration comes because maybe he doesn't try to fit it in there or try to make the wow play or throw the 50-50 ball from time to time. But I think for the most part, even in the playoffs where you're facing presumably better defenses, he's done a great job of taking care of the football. And that's why the NFC Championship games are so tough to swallow, because they are such uncharacteristic performances when it comes to turning the ball over. Like that interception that he throws to Lazard against Tampa, I understand Lazard is getting held. I totally get that. There's no question there should have been a flag. But just that throw and the decision to, it seems so predetermined and so forced and so un-Aaron Rodgers-like. Blanket coverage down the seam. When does Aaron ever attempt that throw? Funnily enough, it's kind of the same throw he tries to make when they're suddenly far behind in the NFC Championship game in San Francisco, left up the seam. That gets picked off. So I don't know. It's something about that, maybe that stage, the defenses in particular. But for the most part, I think, yeah, he's amazing because he does such a good job of making sure that you've always got the football and you so rarely give it up. You're going to win more games than you lose, whether you're playing preseason or you're playing in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, it's hard for me to knock the guy in the playoffs, you know, but those NFC Championship games are there. The tape does exist. It's hard to ignore it. Oh, I missed that one. Where is it? Charlene! Good morning, or probably afternoon where you are. Thanks for the super chat. Are you going to have a watch party for Rodgers on Monday to talk about his every word for clicks? No, I'm not going to have a watch party, but I will undoubtedly have an extra cheese after he talks. So be sure to subscribe to the channel so you get the alert. I know you're subscribed, Charlene. But yes, we will undoubtedly be chatting about whatever Aaron Rodgers talks about on Monday here on Cheesehead TV. Packers get to the Super Bowl. How do they attack the Chiefs? Man, I'm just trying to implement the game plan right now in the OTAs. I don't know. How do they attack the Chiefs? Run the football, control the clock, keep Mahomes off the field. Funnily enough, that'll be Kansas City's MO as well. Actually, you know, well, we know that won't be because that's what Kansas City should have done against Tampa Bay. And for whatever reason, even with backup tackles, they decided, no, we should throw it all over the yard. But yes. Was Blake Bortles notified by management that we were signing Benkert? Keep him up all offseason, guys. Into the season. I want that energy all year. I love it. Nuclear family, thanks for the super chat. Is Amari our Debo Samuel? Is the role the same role, I think, Nuclear? Got problems with the old keyboard this morning. Yes, very similar. Little more slot specific, but he can be utilized in a lot of the same ways that the 49ers like to utilize Debo, no doubt. Vex, thanks for the super chat. Also, the 2010 defense was incredible. Did the front office take the wrong lessons from the playoff run and not prioritize defense? If you believe Brady Papinga, when Brady was up for his, I guess it was his third contract because he did get an extension from Ted, at least one. Ted literally point blank said, we're going to put all our resources into the offense and just outscore everybody because Aaron's so good. I'm paraphrasing, but you can search for it on Twitter and find it. That is exactly the reasoning or the thinking behind what they were trying to do team building wise, according to Brady. Now, of course, Ted was still with us when Brady said this, but I don't think anyone ever asked Ted about that. And he was well into his health problems at that point. So I don't think it would have done anybody any good, but that's what Brady says, which is kind of crazy to me for an old linebacker like Ted to go that route, but you never know. Tyler Irvin is faster than Amari, I'd imagine. Yeah, maybe a little bit, but you know, there's time speed and there's play speed. I don't think there's anything they're going to ask Amari to do that he can't execute in the offense or as a returner. I don't think that's really a problem. Stokes to blitz from the slot this year? Ooh, I like it. But let's see how much he's playing, first of all. And if he's going to be in on the interior, the idea of blitzing from the slot is all well and good until someone pulls a guard around on a running play and just obliterates you. So he's got a long way to go before you get there. But I like the idea. Do I think Shelton may be the missing body? I think he means Slayton for the D-line. Robin, I hope so. I really hope so. I've said I'm really excited about the kid. Don't know if he can play, but he's a big, big boy, and he can move. He's an athlete, so that gets you excited. Big defensive lineman, athletic, as Ted used to say, the good Lord only made so many. I'm hoping he's one of them. Did not know Ted was a linebacker. Yeah, Levi. He was a linebacker with the Oilers way, way, way back in the day. He also, for one game, was an emergency kicker. I think it was against the Jets. And he scored a few points as a place kicker. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Nags, did you happen to see that UFO video going around of the USS Omaha tracking the submerging UFO UAP? Crazy stuff. Go Pack Go. I did see it, Michael. It's aliens. I love it. I'm all in. We are not alone in this universe. We all know that. Nags, rookie OTAs are over. Who have we determined is a bust? There's plenty enough time to judge their future. That's plenty enough time. Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask Twitter. That's a good question. Somebody must be a bust. Somebody ran out onto the practice field and just didn't look right. I'm sure. Somebody on Twitter has got that take, if you just search for it. William, thanks for the super chat. I love the combination Jerry Gray coaching Stokes. Man, I love Jerry as a coach. I'm excited to see, what he can do with a young pup. He seems to have done a really good job with Jair and the secondary in general. I love his focus, his idea of seems really kind of focused on fundamentals, but not to the detriment of letting a guy play free and loose and fly to the ball. So we'll see. I'm excited about it. Javier, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, which Super Bowl play got you most excited at the moment? Howard's kick return touchdown or Collins pick six? Also, I think A-Rod throws un-A-Rod balls when he's fairly certain he'll get a flag or DPI or something. Yeah, I mean, that's the interception in the NFC Championship game that he threw to Richard Sherman. He thought he had a penalty on that play, and there was no flag. Most of the time, he'll take those risks when he knows he has a penalty. As far as the Super Bowl plays, it's got to be Howard's kick return. Nick Collins' pick six was awesome, and I was excited. Obviously, I jumped up. I think I literally jumped on my couch. But Howard's kick return came at a time when the flow of the game was trending towards New England. Like, it felt like, old momentum, Uncle Mo, was headed in their direction. And I'll never forget, I was with Corey down in North Carolina. We were at this house they call Big Blue, and it was a whole large group of people, obviously, for the Super Bowl. And there were a few New England fans starting to chirp, getting a little full of themselves. And then Howard had that kick return, and I lost my damn mind. Now, I was much younger, probably less seasoned vet of the wars at that point. So I may have said some untoward things towards said Patriots fans in that heated moment. But yeah, the Howard kick was just like a total eruption. That was a good day. That was a good moment. Thanks for that walk down memory lane. Sammy, thanks for the super chat. As one of the few people that would admit they watch Tennessee Vols football, I'm glad Stokes will be playing for my team for once. I mean, that kid has, what's so funny is you watching his college tape, it's a slog, man, because no one throws at him. And when he does get matched up with like some of the top wide receivers, he does a damn good job. Now, he's got a real bad habit of grabbing guys. There's zero question about it. But yeah, it's going to be nice to watch him in the green and gold. Just gotta keep those hands off, guys. Sean, thanks for the super chat. What's the Lambeau press box food like? I love this chat because I get all sorts of questions like that aren't like directly football, but like around the Packers. I love, like, this is a perfect example. What's the Lambeau press box food like? Pretty damn good, I will say. My few years on the beat, we went obviously all over the country. Went to all sorts of different stadiums with all sorts of different food options. Some of those places, I wouldn't even label that stuff as food. Lambeau is up there. It is one of the best. Sadly, I have to report the best spread is down in Dallas. Jerry knows it. Jerry does it right. But the Lambeau food is damn good. I'll tell you what, the best thing they do is breakfast. Which this year there'll only be one game where that's on offer, which is the Washington game, because it's the 1 noon kickoff. The food is really good. It is good. I just wish they'd had beer on tap like Jerry does after the game. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. I think we can finally admit Ty Detmer was a bust. I don't know, Andrew. It seems early. I'd circle back in 10, 15 years. Nags, is it just me or does Rodgers underthrow a few more deep shots than he used to? He still has that special arm talent, but 5 years ago, he never short-armed anything. Zeke, it is not just you. It has been pretty prevalent, and it seems to coincide. Now, this is totally anecdotal, and Aaron would probably dismiss this, but it's there as far as the timeline goes. When he came back from his second collarbone injury, that's when it started. And I mean, he still hits guys in stride. He still throws a beautiful deep ball. But to your point, yeah, there are plenty of times where a guy's got a step, usually MVS, and it's just under. It's just behind. And again, it's no knock on Rodgers. It's like it's father time coupled with injury. That's going to happen. But yeah, no, it's not just you. In fact, it's funny because if you look at their Tonyan tied the franchise record for 11 touchdown receptions at the tight end position. There are literally two other plays where if Rodgers doesn't underthrow him, he scores two more touchdowns. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, age and injury, that's going to happen. The 29th pick is basically a second rounder with a fifth-year option. Stokes is no reach. Kenny, that's a really good way to look at it. And yes, 1,000,000,000% correct. Also, the Packers really liked him. So you throw it all together, I like the pick. How much video of Yosh Nyman practicing will I be able to see next week? Mick, I'll have to ask Wes Hodquitz to get on that for you. I want all the Yosh tape, definitely. When do I think Rodgers will actually show to camp, if at all? Matt, give me the over-under set at... if camp starts, say, around July 28th, give me August 10th. Around the first preseason game. That's when I suspect. Oh, man, Gary with a blast in the past with a Lamont Hollenquist shout-out. I love it. Fifth-year option on Gary or no? Oh, well, they'll exercise it eventually, yeah. Unless they are proactive and sign him to an extension prior to needing to make the choice, but I think they'll utilize it. They've used that precious few times because they haven't been great in the first round or hadn't been great in the first round, but, you know, they just picked up Jair's fifth-year options, and I have zero doubt they'll utilize Gary's. I just want to see Kevin King do well consistently. It seems like a good guy. The Packers fans are harsh. Very much agreed, Kyle. Very much agreed. I mean, I was ready to move on after the NFC Championship game and, you know, somewhat down year for Kevin. I get somewhat why Brian brought him back, but yeah, obviously I want him to do well because he's a Packer and I want the Packers to do well. Some of it seems to be of his own making, though. You know, I mean, the man turns down tackles on the regular. I mean, just put your nose in there, buddy. Go get it. Be physical at the line of scrimmage. Do what you do. I mean, hopefully, yeah, I'd love a bounce back year from Kevin. It would be nice. Frank, thanks for the super chat. I see what Packers front office is doing, what Aaron Rodgers is doing, and then I watch LaFleur speak, and all I can think is, man, LaFleur is the only adult in the room. Yeah, I mean, but like, okay, it's easy to be quote unquote the adult in the room when you don't have any leverage or say. You know, the argument, it's like you're the kid. If anything, he's the one kid in the room because the grownups are arguing. And he's sitting there going, I just want him back. So, you know, what else is he going to do? What's he going to say? Aaron, you know what? You. I'm rolling with love. No, of course not. You know? I mean, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's quite on point. We're so starved for middle linebacker talent. I still long for the days of Desmond Bishop. Everybody brings up Desmond Bishop all the time when it talks about inside backers, because that's been a while since they had a guy as good as Desmond. Man, there'll never be a play as fun and like simply get you up out of your seat as his cross-dog blitz sack of Brady in New England in 2010. That was one of my favorite plays ever. That's just so good. Kevin was so physical his rookie year. Hope we get that guy back. I hear you, Javier. We've talked about this before. I do think, you know, he's a little trepidatious sometimes because of the shoulder, etc. But, yeah, they need that guy back. No doubt about it. Am I watching the Bucks in the playoffs starting tomorrow, Nags? Are you not a basketball guy? Not really a basketball guy. It's so funny. I tweeted about the Brewers the other night, and some asshole told me to shut up because the Warriors were playing. Like, I give a fuck. Please. Yeah, I don't know. I've talked about it before. Man, when they got to the Eastern Conference Finals and were just so close, and then they broke up the big three after that, why? I was out. And I know, like, you know, they've got a really fun young team. They got a superstar. Like, they've revitalized downtown Milwaukee. I'm all in, man. That's great. Go have fun. But I got way too much shit going on in my life to get in on basketball when I've already in on the Brewers and obviously the Packers, and I'm watching Premier League on Saturdays. Like, you know, the Bucks, you guys have fun. Hey, but I'm pulling for the Bucks, and I hope they win and get to the finals. Is that what it's called? Finals? I don't know. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Get ready. Get your popcorn ready for that Aaron Rodgers appearance on SportsCenter. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.